Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Roach Valley Radio. My name's Tim Moore, and this is the Community Corner Show. Thank you very much for joining us on what is a lovely, sunny Saturday afternoon. It's finally sprung. It's summer. I can feel it. Everything is blues and yellows, isn't it? Everything is blues and yellows and dark oranges. Sorry, Tom. Sorry, dark oranges. I'm joined by Tom Pickford this afternoon, who has very kindly come in for a chat, who is the Partnership Manager for the Skills for Growth organisation. So Skills for Growth is a fully funded skills consultation service who are tailored to upskill employees, particularly improve productivity and to drive business growth. One of the things they can offer are expert skills consultants to work at the pace of your company to help you to grow the business by identifying skills gaps. Tom, that's a heck of a remit. Is that what you do?
It is indeed. Yeah, absolutely. So it's quite simply, we help businesses in Greater Manchester grow by helping them get the skills that they need in the business.
So you must work with some really interesting little companies then?
Right across all sectors, from micro businesses right up to just under 250 staff. Yeah, so it is a really big range of businesses that we work with right across the board.
So one of the things that people are telling me all the time, and a lot of the things that we do in and around the community, you know, people are always telling me that Manchester today is a powerhouse. You know, there's all these small businesses and these small entrepreneurs, and like you said, it's everything from people gathered around a kitchen table to people who are looking at employing, you know, 250 people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different skills involved in moving a business from, you know, something that you do yourself to having people actually working for you. So how do you determine with these people what they need?
I think it comes down to understanding that business need and being able to tailor the support that we're able to give to that business. So we first start off by going into that business, understanding what their business priorities are, you know, where they want to grow, what products and services they offer, and really tailor our support around that, and giving them the access to a marketplace of training where they can access these different skills at the time that they need it.
So so somebody comes to you,
yeah,
and says, okay, fantastic, we've seen the website, we want to get involved. Is it you or a member of your team who goes in and has that initial conversation with them?
Yeah, so that they'll get a dedicated person that works with them for the duration of the program, so that they'll work with them for a period of 6 months. That we call them skills coaches within our sort of organisation.
Right.
And so they've come from different backgrounds, skills coaches. Some have owned businesses themselves. Some have come from training backgrounds, learning development, those type of things. It's a real quite broad sort of spectrum of skills that they're able to bring into a business. But their sole aim is to help and support businesses to access the different skills that they need.
There's quite a skill input. Is there quite a skill then in putting the right trainer with the right company?
So our skills coaches are geographically based.
Right,
so,
okay.
So, for instance, a business in Rochdale will have a set skills coach that looks after the businesses in Rochdale.
Okay.
So they understand the local challenges, the local environment. They've got links in with the councils as well. So it's almost that more local feel to the support that they're getting as well.
So you've supported apparently just under 2,000 businesses in the first 18 months.
We have indeed, yeah.
So there's a definite need out there for something like this.
There's an absolute need. You know, there's we keep hearing the government talking about the levelling up agenda in the UK, and to be able to level up, a business needs to look at their workforce. You know, they need to look at developing that to be able to grow as a business. They need to be able to grow, to take on more staff, to enter new markets, products, services, those type of things. In order to do that, they need to look at skills within the business.
And so how did you come to this? What's your story?
So my story is I've worked in selling training for a number of years for a couple of different training providers, selling IT training and project management training, and then made the switch across to the Growth Hub, where, you know, it's quite rewarding in the fact that we're helping small businesses really grow and helping the Greater Manchester businesses and that marketplace.
So how did the whole Skills for Growth project come about then? Because I understand it's funded from the EU centrally, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So the Skills for Growth Fund has come from the European Social Fund, which is a fund from the European Union. That then comes into the GMCA, the Greater Manchester Combined Authority, which then we deliver on behalf of them. So we aim to bring businesses closer to the training needs that they need. It's, yeah. it's giving businesses a voice in terms of what training looks like for them going forward. You know, businesses struggle sometimes in Greater Manchester and probably other parts of the UK to get the skills that they need locally. You know, businesses don't want to travel to London to get training that they need.
Well, this is true, yeah. I mean, and we've just been through this sort of whole virtual training thing as well. And you know, with all the respect to people who provide that service in the world, that doesn't really scratch the itch, does it?
No. It does for some people. Depends how people learn.
Right.
You know, people, you know, would prefer to learn online, self, and go for it. Me, personally, and I need to be taught by someone.
Yeah.
I need to be engaged. I need to be in a classroom. I need to be learning from people around me. But yeah, I think people learn in different ways, and we can give access to businesses for that. So just going back to what I was saying about giving businesses, you know, a bit of a say in what actually is provided for them by local providers, is when we're going in and finding out what their priorities are as a business, where they want to get to, where they want to grow, it's then feeding that information back to the Greater Manchester Combined Authority, where they can then fund particular training providers to actually deliver those skills locally.
Right.
So they don't have to travel outside of the region to actually get the skills that they need to drive growth.
And if you're a small company as well, having budgets for training isn't ordinarily something that you've got lying around. So you've got a whole range, everything from fully funded to self-funded, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we've built this platform, the skills map, but yeah, it's everything from commercial training where it's paid for, right through to part funded apprenticeships and fully funded courses. I think there's just under 800 different fully funded courses that businesses can get access to, and that's just growing every day.
And we've both been sat here going, yeah, all right, we'll definitely have a look at that. We'll have a look at that. Right, we're going to break for some music, and then we'll be back after this. This is one of Tom's choices. this is Call Me Al, Paul Simon. Any particular reason? Just like the song?
Just like Paul Simon's.
Yeah. No better reason than that. So we'll have a bit of Paul Simon, and then we will be back shortly with the second half of the show. Thank you very much, guys. Welcome back to part two of Roach Valley Radio's Community Corner Show. My name's Tim Moore. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I'm joined by Tom Pickford, who is one of the partnership managers for the Skills for Growth organisation. Before we stopped for Call Me Al, good choice, by the way.
Thank
like
you.
That. We talked very briefly about the map that you've got on the website and all of the different courses that you offer. Could you just tell us a little bit more about the different sorts of courses?
Yeah, so the Greater Manchester Skills Map, we call it, and anyone can go on this website. You can go on it now. You can go onto gmskillsmap.co.uk, and you can basically type in like a search engine, look for the courses that you would like to do, and it will bring up a list of those courses. So we built this platform to over, I think it's about 210 different training providers in the local area, including all the local colleges and different commissions available. And it's basically, I think there's 2,000 different courses on the skills map. There's 450 apprenticeship programs and just under 800 fully funded courses on the skills map available.
Seriously, 800 fully funded courses?
800 fully funded courses.
Has this information ever been put together in one place before?
I don't think so. But, I mean, we helped build it, so we think it's one of a kind.
I think it's one of a kind, honestly. I mean, you said when you came in, what was it you said? Great Manchester's best hidden secret.
Best kept secret.
Best kept secret. Yeah. But the more you tell me about it, the more I think that you absolutely are, because I know people who spend an absolute fortune on training their workforce.
Yeah, well, I've got an example, actually, of a business. So a business that we worked with in Cheadle in Stockport, and they've actually undertaken 96 different training courses for their staff, which saved them about probably over £18,000 in training costs. They had an increase in productivity of 20%, and they've taken on 4 new staff. So it just shows that if businesses want to embrace what is actually out there available to them, you know, it can have a really, really big impact on the business.
And if you've got your head down, if you're just focusing on making your business work, then you don't necessarily have the time to, you don't have the time to, you don't have the benefit of, you know, being able to surf around looking for these courses, do you?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the skills coaches come in. So, you know, as a small to medium sized business owner, you're probably got 6 or 7 different hats that you wear within the company. You're the HR manager, operations manager, you're the managing director, you're probably the sales manager as well.
Yeah.
When have you got the time to actually look for training for your staff? So that's where we come in. We work on behalf of you to work out what you need, what training the individual staff members do. So looking at someone, what do they do in their role? How are they going to be more effective in their role, and what skills do they need? We'll then go onto the skills map, we'll recommend on the employer's behalf, and then we can get them onto training courses. And then the employer, through the skills map, has basically a top-down view on the skills map of my employee is doing digital marketing training. And then you can say, right, well, you've been on that course, right, let's see it, put it into practice.
No, I think it's a brilliant service. And by the way, and I'm only saying this because I do exactly the same thing. I love somebody who's descriptive with the hands. Yeah. I do exactly the same thing.
I'm all over the place.
All over the place. But there's also a sort of a point where you kind of have to think, you know, if you're running, I don't know, let's say Roach Valley Radio 1.0,
yep.
You've blood, sweat and tears to get it to this point. You don't necessarily know what you need to move it to 2.0. And that's, again, where your skills coaches come in, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that comes with the first kind of conversation that we have with the businesses. It's understanding where they want to get to as a business. Where do they see themselves growing, or what challenges are they facing? Are they looking to recruit at the moment? Is that a challenge for them? You know, and it's understanding these different aspects of the business, which we then can build up a picture for the skills coaches to where we need to focus their time in actually looking at where we can develop their staff.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. And the thing about the apprenticeship programs as well.
Yeah.
So my son in heir is currently sort of, you know, working out in his head what he wants to do.
Yeah.
So when I was, I'm a lot older than you are. So when I was kind of in the days of New Labour, it was everybody went to university. You know, that was it. You were all due a university degree, and that's not necessarily the way it should be. And apprenticeships have made a comeback.
Yeah.
And there are that many apprenticeship courses out there and apprenticeships for things. You know, there are people working in sectors that they don't necessarily know they can get an apprentice for.
Absolutely. So some of the businesses, we actually put a managing director on a level, like a master's level solicitor apprenticeship.
Really?
So it's not just for your entry level workers, or there are apprenticeships right up to senior levels within your organisation.
Yeah.
But it's just spreading awareness that that's available. I'm like you. I went to university and, you know, to be honest, it was a bit of a waste of time.
It's good 3 years, though, wasn't it?
It was a cracking 3 years. But yeah, wow. And I could have done so much more with an apprenticeship programme. So, but yeah, it's you know, you earn as you learn with an apprenticeship programme. And, you know, there's so many different providers that offer. And again, this is a service that helps you understand the right provider for you. Because we are publicly funded.
Yeah.
It's being able to guide you through, again, a bit of a minefield in terms of what programs are actually out there, how to access, you know, the best recruitment, linking you in with the council recruitment boards, those type of things, to really make sure that your job adverts and the people that you bring into the company, you're expanding your reach and you're getting the right people in.
Yeah, and there's also to kind of get something which has been not vetted, but something which somebody's coming to you and saying, listen, trust us, this is a good training course, because there's a lot of training courses out there and I've sat on them for 2 days and you finish it and you think, right, well, I could have done a lot more with those 2 days.
Yeah. You too, yeah.
So what kind of areas so it's just about under 2,000 businesses, and you've already mentioned solicitors. You mentioned, is it Fresh Start, I think they were called?
Fresh Approach,
yeah, that was so it.
They're a beauty wholesaler.
So they, you know, those two areas couldn't be more different. You know, you've got accounting on one hand and you've got beauty wholesaler on the other. So literally your SMEs, your small businesses, your entrepreneurs, they come from every sort of, every sector.
Every sector, yeah. There's no restrictions on sectors. We're quite unrestrictive in terms of who we can work with.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is an incredible opportunity for businesses to take advantage of it. And it's for a limited time only as well. So it's only available up until March next year. So, you know, this funding for training is not going to be here forever. So it's a really big opportunity right now for businesses to take advantage of it.
So get on board. Right, we're just going to break for a little bit more music, and then we'll be back with Tom for a final bit of chat, and we'll talk about how you can get involved and how you can find out about it. This is North Country Boy by The Charlatans. Welcome back to Roach Valley Radio. My name's Tim Moore and you're listening to Community Corner. We've been joined for the last better part of an hour already by Tom from the Skills for Growth. Before you go, just tell us what you've got coming up recently.
So coming up, we've got lots of little networking events that we're doing across Greater Manchester. So if you're interested in finding out a bit more and you want to actually come and talk to one of us or one of the team, you can find us at multiple different events. So we're quite busy at the moment. So we're in Trafford on the 19th of May, Bolton on the 9th of June, Rochdale on the 23rd of June, Manchester on the 12th of July, and Tameside on the 19th of July.
And next week, that you just drew my attention to, you see, I sound really quiet now, I think. So you just drew my attention to the fact it's Learning at Work Week.
It is indeed, yes. So it's what better time to start developing your employees within your organisation with this programme?
And you've also got some kind of more targeted things coming up. You said you've got an event in Rochdale, which is based on manufacturing the 7th of July. So how do they work?
Yeah, so there are specific funded programs that are available for different sectors. So within the manufacturing space, we've got a specialist kind of event coming up on the 7th of July, which is primarily targeted at the manufacturing sector, which is in Rochdale. And we're going to be promoting what different skills that, you know, we can actually support with that sector, mainly driving efficiencies and those type of things within production lines across manufacturing. It's how you remove waste out of your production line so you improve your profitability as a company.
So you've got quite a busy couple of months coming up then.
We do indeed, yeah.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming to talk to us today.
Thank you very much.
It's been a great pleasure. I know you were sort of parachuted in last Wednesday,
yes.
So it's much appreciated. If people do want to get in touch with Skills for Growth, what's the best way to do it?
So there's a couple of ways. So I would first encourage people to go on to the Skills for Growth website, which is just skillsforgrowthsme.co.uk. Or if they actually want to have a look at some of the skills that are available, go on to the skills map, which is just gmskillsmap.co.uk.
Brilliant. And you will come in, I presume, hopefully, before maybe the end of the year, come back in and tell us how it's going?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wonderful. What we'll do as well is on the website, on the Roach Valley Radio website, we'll put a link in for the Skills for Growth website so you can find out all the information from there. Tom, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
It's been a great pleasure. We'll be back just to wrap up the hour with after Alexandra Burke and Bad Boys. Welcome back to Roach Valley Radio. You're listening to Community Corner. Thank you very much for listening to the show this week. That was Tom, by the way, Tom Pickford, who was from a company called Skills for Growth. If you missed any of the conversation, then we will, of course, as always, have it available as a podcast at some point in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much for listening in. Ordinarily, I'd do a What's On, but it's 1:54 and I haven't really got the time. So what we'll do is we'll put it on the website. What's on for the next week? Just a couple of things just to keep you up to breast with. Don't forget about pickleball starting in Rochdale. It's going to be on Psyche Tennis Club every Monday from 7:30 onwards. So if you've got any questions about that, then you can go on to www.pickleballengland.org. Or you can try and get hold of Andy Skipple, who is running it, who is 07802482707 to arrange the games. What else have we got on? There's a new youth club for young people aged 13 plus from 6:30 to 8:30 every Friday at the Rock Centre in Radcliffe, which has been set up by the local community working with partners. For more information about that, contact Lisa on 07581011617 or go to l.davis@berry.gov.uk or you can find the Facebook at Radcliffe Youth Club, which sounds a lot easier. There is the Sunday Bazaar, which is a diverse family-friendly bazaar, which is starting at Openshaw Park. It's on tomorrow at 3:30 at the Pavilion in Openshaw Park. There is an event which the Berry Blind Society is running called the Night of 1,000 Voices, which is to raise awareness of the Berry Blind Society's 100th birthday. So go to the Met website to find more out about that. That sounds fantastic. The Northwest Premier Business Fair is going to be on at the Stables Country Club. You need to pre-book your place if you want to go to that. Go to www.northwestpremier.com to find out more about that. I'm just rushing through the what's on list now because I want to do it before Ellie King finishes. So there's loads and loads of stuff going on. Basically, we will put our what's on list on the website as we normally do. And as I said, thank you so much for joining us. It was great to have Tom in. We will be back next week. And until then, look after each other.